okay. I'm told the offering is afterwards. All right, children. When I was really young, until I was in my 30s, I wasn't allowed to touch tools. My father, I have three brothers, and they all can take apart anything and put it back together, cars, you name it, right? My dad was an aircraft mechanic, and so he's quite good. And me, I say, Dad, can I help you? And he said, okay, well, help me nail in this. Unfortunately, I'd hit the wrong nail. You know what nail I hit? His thumbnail. And then I would ruin something, and he'd have to go into town again and buy it. So you know what he started saying to me? Go in the house and help your mom. Go in the house and practice the piano. I was a middle child, so I was really good at cooking and things like that. So I'm going to ask Christy if she wouldn't come and make a paper airplane. Can you make she can make a whole bunch of interesting things. On the bus this morning, she made a toad that jumped. And so she's going to make a paper airplane. Make it a Boeing 747 wide body. Because I used to ask my dad, where is heaven? And he would say different answers. And I say, you know, how can I get to heaven? And I used to wonder about it. So here we go. So let's look at this 747. This one doesn't fly very well. If I were to throw it, it wouldn't go very far. Can you go to heaven by airplane, do you know? No, I don't think so. But as a child, I would wonder, how high is heaven? Could I get there by airplane? Christy, let's cut off the wings, okay? You hold it, I'll go get a pair of scissors. Can you hold my microphone for me? Sing us a song while you're holding it.
No.
All right, here we go. All right, so way back in way back in 1969, in June, how many people remember Neil Armstrong putting his foot on the moon, right? And that was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was 13 at the time, but my dad let me stay up and watch that one. So, does this look like a rocket in any way? So we cut off the wings, didn't we? And can you get to heaven by rocket? What do you think?
Yes.
You can get to heaven by rocket? I guess so. It's the heavens. We're talking about a different heaven, though. So I tell you, there's a secret in this rocket that will help you get to heaven. And here it is. I'm going to turn around so that the whole congregation can see it. Okay? Can you hold my mic? Here we go. Very good. Now, you guys turn your head around. So this is a rocket. But the rocket doesn't take you to heaven. Only one thing will help you get to heaven, and it's this. What's that? The cross of Christ. Yes. So by accepting the cross of Christ, that's our ticket to heaven. You may go